Fiona Kelly is here with it, says in the papers.
The Irish Times leads today with the line that the government and unions both seem willing to resume talks on a new public sector pay deal next week, despite the gap between the two sides. Yesterday's hearing of the UN International Court of Justice in The Hague, where South Africa alleged that Israel has shown intent to commit genocide in Gaza, generates a lead story in the Irish Examiner. The Taoiseach's assertion that no Ukrainian refugee will be sent home until the war is over receives coverage on the front of today's Irish Independent. And the whereabouts of eight of the 14 migrants who arrived in Rosslare Europort inside a refrigerated container on Monday provides the Irish Daily Mirror with its lead story. Michael O'Toole reports that the eight people who vanished after being sent to Dublin are not being sought by Gardaí as they haven't broken any law. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports on a recommendation from the ESRI that the construction industry should be incentivised to prioritise the building of houses ahead of offices or hotels. The Irish Daily Star leads today with the 5.5-year jail sentence which 40-year-old Carl Lawler from Glasthoole in Dublin received in Dublin Circuit Court yesterday. Gardaí stopped Lawler because the van he was driving was untaxed. They then noticed a strong smell of cannabis and that his septum was visible, which indicates a possible addiction to cocaine. And when they searched the van, Gardaí then found 25 kilos of cocaine with an estimated value of 1.74 million euro. The paper quotes comments made by Judge Martin Nolan when he was sentencing the father of three, that Lawler obviously isn't a master drug dealer and that if you're going to carry a lot of drugs, you should at least tax your car. Another man who received some advice this week, 33-year-old Sean Bryan, appears in the front of the Irish Sun. Sophie Watson reports that after boasting online about drinking 81 pints over the course of 3 days, the Guinness drinker from Kilkenny received some praise, but also a lot of criticism from people who were largely concerned about his health. The killing of Kevin Conway in Belfast on Tuesday continues to receive coverage on the front of the Irish News. The Belfast Telegraph, meanwhile, leads with the looming deadline for the restoration of devolution at Stormont. Suzanne Breen reports that it had been hoped that Geoffrey Donaldson would put a deal to his party last night, which would pave the way for an assembly meeting early next week, but that didn't happen. If devolution isn't restored by next Thursday, the Secretary of State would be obliged to call an election within 12 weeks, and it's expected he may also consider further cuts to the pay of MLA and disclose details of the draft deal offered to the DUP, which has been described as very generous. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Examiner runs with the picture of Andy Farrell holding a soft toy in the shape of a lion to mark his appointment yesterday as head coach of the British and Irish Lions team. And finally, the Times and Independent run with pictures from another photo call that took place yesterday to launch the Festival of Bridget, which will take place in the first week in February and will include 60 events dedicated to celebrating the achievements of Irish women.
And that's Fiona Kelly.